From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. NATO is backing President Obama's new war strategy for Afghanistan with pledges of more troops. At a foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels, 25 NATO countries promised to send 7,000 more troops, and NATO's Secretary General says there are more to come. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Brussels. She told NPR that the extra commitment shows there is an understanding among NATO allies of what the U.S. is trying to do.
There was a great deal of commitment expressed, of understanding and solidarity. And the numbers of troops that are being announced is heartening.
The new troops from NATO countries come on top of President Obama's decision to send an extra 30,000 U.S. troops. Authorities in Pakistan say suicide attackers were responsible for today's assault on a mosque near Army headquarters in the city of Rawalpindi. Officials say militants opened fire and threw hand grenades during Friday prayers before blowing themselves up. At least 35 people were killed and scores of others were wounded. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Rawalpindi.
Here around us, there are many military installations. The Army General Headquarters that was besieged in October is less than a half a mile away from this area. And while it is not a military installation itself, this neighborhood would contain a lot of residences of serving and retired military officers.
NPR's Julie McCarthy reporting from Rawalpindi. An 8-member jury in Italy has begun deliberations in the murder trial of American exchange student Amanda Knox. She and her co-defendant and former boyfriend faced life in prison for the 2000 murder of her British roommate. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports.
The jury withdrew to chambers after an 11-month trial that has attracted wide international attention. Knox and Raffaele Sollecito are accused of murdering her roommate Meredith Kircher in a drug and alcohol-fueled sex game gone awry. A third person, Ivory Coast drifter Rudy Gede, has already been convicted to 30 years in jail as an accomplice in the Kircher murder. The prosecution has described Knox, a 22-year-old Seattle native, as a cold-hearted murderer. Defense lawyers counter that the case is based purely on circumstantial evidence, with no confession, no motive, and a sloppy forensic investigation. The jury is formed by two judges and six civilian jurors. In case of a tie, the ruling is likely to go in favor of the defendants. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Perugia.
Unemployment figures for November come out later this hour, and analysts think the economy is not quite ready to start generating jobs. Experts surveyed by Thomson Reuters expect today's Labor Department report to show that the jobless rate in November remained at 10.2%, the same as October. This is NPR News. Film director Roman Polanski has begun his house arrest. Authorities in Switzerland have moved him from a jail in Zurich to his Swiss chalet in the resort town of Gstaad on a $4.5 million bail. The government says he's not allowed to leave the property while it decides whether to extradite him to the U.S., where he pleaded guilty more than 30 years ago to having unlawful sex with a 13-year-old girl. Polanski was arrested in September at the request of the U.S. It appears the possible impeachment of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford will come down to his secret 5-day trip to Argentina. Greg Collard of member station WFAE reports.
The House panel considering whether to recommend impeachment decided not to consider most of the 37 ethics charges against Sanford, most of those alleged state travel violations. The panel says those charges, if true, don't merit impeachment. But Representative Jim Harrison says
the most serious issue is still there.
And that's the governor's secret sojourn to Argentina last summer. The panel will consider whether that amounted to a dereliction of duty since Sanford didn't establish a chain of command in his absence. A final vote from the impeachment panel will likely come Monday afternoon. Its recommendation will go to the full House Judiciary Committee, which Harrison plans to convene for a final vote before Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.
The songwriter behind the Elvis Presley hit It's Now or Never and about 2,000 other songs has died. A publicist for Aaron Schroeder says Schroeder had been suffering from a form of Alzheimer's disease. Schroeder wrote several of Presley's hits. He also worked with Jimi Hendrix and Barry White and wrote the theme song for the Scooby-Doo television series. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.